In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The Department of Defense has confirmed the death of a 26-year-old Fort Carson soldier. Sergeant Devin Seibel died Sunday at Erbil Air Base in Iraq while participating in a routine training activity. A British soldier also killed in that incident, which is still being investigated. Seibel is originally from Texas and was serving under the Air Ambulance Company based at Fort Carson. He was deployed as part of a mission focused on defeating the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Denver's Greek Festival celebrates 60 years this weekend with food, traditional dancing, and Greek music. Denver musician George Andrestos and his three sons will be playing throughout the weekend. He promises festival goers won't be bored.
The overarching piece of our festival is that we want to give back to the community and show, you know, what the Denver Greeks are all about. We've prided ourselves to have some type of entertainment to always happen while you're there.
Festival kicked off today and wraps up Sunday at 6 p.m. General admission is $5. Seniors pay $3, and kids 12 and under are free. Colorado is officially the first state in the nation to require EV battery recycling. Governor Polis signed the bill into law this week. It bans EV batteries from landfills in 2028, and it requires car makers to set up a fund to fund a new program to collect the large devices. Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.